As the new year dawns and we look back at 2020, many of us probably remember the bad times, and particularly if we have or are suffering ourselves or in our families. But if we can, it is also worth counting our blessings and sparing a little time to remember all that was good about the year. After all, we should never wish our time away. It's just too valuable. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are each able to recognise the difference that can be made to us and to other people by inviting his power and authority into our lives, so that we as ordinary people can do extraordinary things. 2020 may be remembered as a COVID year, and possibly 2021 as well. So there was and still is much sadness and suffering. But even in those difficult situations, when we look back, we can see many signs and wonderful rays of hope. The beautiful and tangible examples of humanity excelling in difficult and challenging times. Our health workers and hospital workers with their devotion to the sick and dying. The many good Samaritans, both Christian, other religions and no religions at all. And for the many people who excelled themselves and gave us faith in human nature, we applaud them and we give our thanks to God for their existence. The media can often be gloomy, but in fairness to them, they have highlighted so many examples of people acting as good as God would ask us all to act, through selfish commitment to the poor, the marginalised, the sick, the elderly, to each other, using the blessings that he has bestowed on each one of us. So moving into a new year in 2021, we all understandably feel apprehensive. We know we have an uphill struggle ahead of us, but thankfully, due to wonderful science and very clever people, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and a vaccine has arrived and is on its way to us. After all, when you think about it, when has life ever been easy? And if we truly believe in the sacrament that we receive through our baptism, we know that each one of us has the power and authority as ordinary beings to do extraordinary things. And when we invite the Holy Spirit into our life can be life-changing to others. It is the Holy Spirit's job to produce Christ-like characters in each one of us. The Bible, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, says, "The Lord makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image." This process of changing us to be more like Jesus is called sanctification. You can't reproduce the character of Jesus on your own or by your own strengths, but with the help of God and his Holy Spirit you can. New Year's resolutions, willpower and best intentions are not enough. Only the Holy Spirit has the power to make the changes. The changes that God wants us to all make in our lives. God is working in you and is working in me, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. When we hear the phrase, the power of the Holy Spirit, many people think of miracles and intense emotions. But most of the time, the Holy Spirit's power is released on a daily basis in our lives, in quiet, unassuming ways that we aren't even aware of or feel. The Holy Spirit often nudges us with a gentle whisper. The likeness of Christ is not produced by imitation, but by a real life situation through the Holy Spirit. And through him, we allow Christ to live through us. Are you aware that the Holy Spirit's life lives within you? This happens in real situations through the choices we make. We choose to do the right thing. And then we trust God's Spirit to give us his power, his love, his faith and wisdom to do it. Since God's Spirit lives inside of us, these things are always available for the asking. One of the most difficult challenges for me personally, and something that continually preoccupies my mind and causes me worry and concern, is how to keep in touch with the many people that I don't see as regularly as I used to at Mass anymore. The reason for that, as we know, are many. Some people just drift away from the church, and particularly when the children grow up or when elderly church-going parents die. But there are many other reasons. The COVID year we're living through has restricted the number of people that can attend any one Mass, so we don't see the large communities that we have got used to seeing on a Sunday. They are not there as they were. Some people go to Mass, and when they can do, to the week, perhaps the weekday Masses, some at weekends, others not at all. Some people have health issues, and perhaps may be frightened, or just got out of the habit. But for me, it poses a personal problem, because although I want to be, I can't physically be everywhere. So if I haven't seen you and I haven't contacted you, that is my cross to bear, and I'm sorry. I miss you so much. Please forgive me. Our parish is wide, however, geographically from Wiley to Downton and the Hampshire and Dorset borders to the Chalk Valley, with Salisbury City and the villages planted right in the middle. And we, through our three churches, our two Mass centres and five weekend Masses, have a very scattered community. So it is impossible to know and see everyone that is part of it. Each one of us, if we think about it, probably knows of somebody that they haven't seen for a while. Perhaps they've forgotten about them. What has happened to that person? Perhaps in the early part of this year, we might like to invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts to speak to us, gently in some way about someone that we haven't seen or may have forgotten about. What will be the outcome if we do that? Perhaps you or I might feel, may feel called to phone someone or email them, whatever form of communication you prefer, perhaps contact one or two people. You may feel comfortable picking up a phone or using WhatsApp or an email or a text, or perhaps writing a letter or sending a card or dropping a note through someone's letterbox. It doesn't really have to be formal, and you don't have to worry about the words you use. Perhaps just say, thinking of you and hope you're okay. God loves you. We just don't know what difference each of us making a special effort to keep in touch with someone might make in their lives. The Holy Spirit may prompt you to do it at a time when that person needs it. Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. Help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your consolation. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and in the same Spirit kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.